perfect, but don't worry because I'm perfect.
Claro, claro, claro. Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Ciaffardini. I'm here with Eduardo Castanova.
Hello.
To talk about Silencio. Yes. Welcome, bienvenido a Fantastic Fest.
Do you speak Spanish?
Más o menos.
Oh, nice.
Todo es muy mal.
Todo es muy mal. Don't worry for your English. Worry for my English.
Okay.
Don't worry for your Spanish. Worry for my English.
I figure it, with audio, I can change this, make this great. Like if we're very poor and terrible, it will turn it into something magnifico. I want to say, first of all, I have never seen such great concepts.
Don't say that.
And
really?
And such great innovation, and especially in less than an hour, in 56 minutes, you did so much telling stories of mothers and daughters,
yeah,
partners, diseases, social issues, and I don't usually write notes, but I just had to go into so many topics. I took 67 screen clips, just because there's a table scene with the four vampiras. And it was like, rapido, rapido, rapido. And I was like, I can't keep up. Screenshot. And so, I mean, you talk of, you create sympathy for vampires. You talk about awareness and acceptance of issues and sexual preferences, mother and daughter relationships.
I'm so glad.
So much.
Happy. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You don't know... why your one of your movies is working and another movie is not working. When I make Silence, I don't expect these words. All people love Silence. I don't know why. Sounds like a... ¿Cómo se dice? Soberbio o egoísta. No quiero sonar soberbio.
Yeah, ególatra. With so much ego. Like being but, like...
You know, I like my movie, but I don't want to say I love my movie. It's the best one, but I'm so happy.
Ego, that's what you
mean. Ego, yeah.
Gotcha,
yeah.
But
I'm so happy because when it's very hard and it's very difficult to make movies, and when you make the movie and the audience and the people like your movie, that's incredible. That's incredible because you know the movies. Talk about your heart is a part of me. It's
mm-hmm.
like my child.
Yeah.
And if you talk well for Silence, you are talking well for my child. And I'm so glad. Thank you so much.
Well, it is a joy because it's complex, and it also it's not afraid to speak up, which is why silence equals death. People are trying to break out of that, and I just want to jump to my favorite scene.
Which one?
Well, I want to say that, let's see. Your disease is undetectable, but I'm undetectable to society.
Yeah.
And so
this is the finish of the movie.
And you're showing that, like, it's okay to come out. It's okay to be known and present. And I think that whatever your secret is, whatever you're trying to wrestle with, getting it out there is healing.
Yeah.
So
we are living in a very difficult moment for this conflict because the silence is terrified for the people. It's terrified for the society. If you broke the silence, you can live. But if you cannot broke the silence for your gender, for your sexuality identity. If you not agree for something in your country, if you cannot break the silence, you're gonna die for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important, and you know, silence equal death is a slogan for the ACT UP. ACT UP is a movement when the AIDS start in United States in San Francisco, and the people with AIDS in the 80s, in the 70s, broke the silence because these people was dying in this time. But now the people with HIV, yes, sorry, I'm dyslexic, have pills, have antiretrovirals, and don't need to scream, and don't need to say I'm ill, I have this illness, you know. But it's difficult to live with this illness because there are many countries you cannot travel with your medication. It's very difficult to know people, to know to have sex, and cannot tell I'm okay, I'm indetectable, I cannot transmitirte, HIV, and live in the silence, and this is very difficult. Many people told me, why you are talking about now in this time, in this beautiful time, about AIDS? AIDS is end. No, honey, the pandemic is not end. The next step for this pandemic is break the silence.
Mm-hmm.
I need to break the silence with all the things that I don't like, and maybe sometimes I have scared to say some things, you know.
Sure.
Because the world is weird now.
Sensitive.
Yeah.
You know, and scared.
And I don't like to be in silence. I'm not comfortable in silence. I want to say Palestine is a genocide. I'm not agree with these politicians. I need to break the silence.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important for the society and for the people.
And I think every topic, I think that's one thing that is smart about your film. It's universal. You can have it be anything from relationship abuse. You
yeah.
can have bullying. You can have countries. And it is such a bigger topic. And I think that venues like Fantastic Fest allow a genre film to...
Venues? The movie Venues, you see?
No.
You say, what did you say?
Oh, venues, like...
venues, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, this is a genre film festival, and so usually you make a movie about one thing, but there's, you know, a message behind it. And so this is such a powerful message, and you're seeing a less than an hour, and you're just going, all these things. And, you know, another part of the movie I like is how it's innovative with vampires. You see vampires smoking, doing drugs.
Sorry, this is my medication. That's okay. Do you know what's happened? I love horror movies.
Yeah.
But I'm tired to watch horror movies only expecting for a boo.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Horror movies is a gender movie. The people knows all the surprises in horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the cinema to see a horror movie, you only expecting a susto. How can I say susto?
Yeah, the scare.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love horror movies when the horror movie talk about more things.
Mm-hmm.
than is.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Messages.
For me, it's very important. One of my favorite movies is Rosemary Baby. Because it's a horror movie, but talk about more things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make horror movies because it's my favorite kind of movies, but with another message.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love the mother-daughter dynamic, how...
I'm obsessed with that. My second movie, La Piedad, is about a relationship with a mother and a child, and I think you repeat... The dramas and the traumas with your mom.
Sure.
It's very difficult to separate, to cut the umbilical cordon.
Yeah, that's right. And I think another great scene is where the daughter is laying in the coffin. She's looking at a picture of Tirana, her girlfriend?
Her girlfriend, yeah, Triana.
Triana.
Triana. It's a very Spanish name, Triana.
Triana. And she's looking at the teeth and just having to decide, you know, what do I do? Do I honor my mother?
Yeah.
Do I follow my heart? And I love that she puts the teeth as a way of accepting.
Yeah.
You know, kind of connecting the lineage.
And after that, she opened the window because
she
wanna die. She wanna die because she cannot broke his silence, and she cannot broke her silence, because his mom told this. Mm-hmm. It's so important to separate to your family. No, literally, you know, but our parents are marvelous. Not all, but the person, but live another era, another time.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to construct yourself, I think.
Yeah, and I think you have to have that identity, because if you live as your parents, you don't become your individual. You don't learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's humans, they seek happiness desperately, but they never find it. And then the mother says, what is unethical is not protecting the one who's always protecting you. And she's trying to, like, you can't cut the umbilical, you have to stay with me. And it's letting go.
It's very poetic, because mm-hmm. when you see these scenes, I think this is because, you know, this is not exactly a movie, it's a limited series. It's a weird thing. But the mother and the child sharing the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very poetic. It's a metaphor, like when you are inside your mom. Do you remember this scene when the Malva put the blood in his mother
venue?
And in the venue, yeah, mm-hmm. in her mom and shared the blood with her. That's so poetic. That's so important for me, and that so explain many things of this dynamic with mother and child, and repeat the same errors. Again and again.
Well, I also like the fact you're trying to tell something that is visually impressive. I mean, as I said at the beginning of the movie, you have the four vampires, and there's color selection.
Yeah.
It's muted pastels. Everyone's identifiable.
Yeah.
They have their similarities but differences, and just, or even the coffin that the daughter lays in. Just, it's beautiful and purple. And so, talk to me about the set decoration, the costumes.
You know
like
what?
That.
You know what? Because you know, I hate the red color.
Okay.
I hate the red color. For me, blood is not red. It's blood.
Okay.
It's color red. Color red. Mm-hmm. It's not red. I think it's very boring to see another movie about vampires in red or black, because black and red put these characters, put the vampires in the darkness again,
mm-hmm.
you know. And for me, it's very important to create another universe for vampires, a beautiful universe for vampires in pastel colors, in pinks.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's very important that people, in the margins, in the los márgenes, ¿cómo se dice? How can I say?
Outsiders.
Okay. I'm obsessed with outsiders. And I cannot paint character outsiders in black, like mm-hmm. Dracula, you know?
Yeah.
But for me, the aesthetic is so important. The art direction is like another character for me. And I think the color is part of the history in a movie. Because we are talking about characters cannot take sun, but need freedom, you know. And all my movies is with this color for this reason, because I'm write characters very outsiders, and I'm trying to create a beautiful word for weird people, for outsider people, because I'm outsider, I'm weird, and my home is absolutely pink.
as I've seen from your other movies as well, the posters,
yeah.
Everything has
yeah.
a very vibrant Easter fun vibe.
But for me, many times is the pink col- the pink is a jail for me. I'm trying to remove the pink, but I'm obsessed with that.
Well, what is refreshing about the film is, again, how it tells messages and makes you think of things in different ways. You know, the things we've been told were lies, you know, the sunlight being a lie.
Mm.
But what is beautiful is in how inventive you are. I've never seen vampires like this. The way the teeth are constructed.
Yeah.
The way that they, you know, longer fingers. But there's something I have to ask. In the one of the last scenes with Triana in the cafe, it seems like they had the power to stop time or keep people from seeing them. Because as the conversation was happening, Triana was on the left and the
yeah.
splutter was on the right. And everybody behind her seemed frozen.
Frozen.
Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, because I'm not interested in realistic things.
Okay.
I think that the world, the real world is really boring, and I'm not interested to recording the real world. I need to create my own world for my vampires, for my lesbians vampires, for my weird people, for my outsider people, and I'm not interested in, you know what's happened? A bar is a very common place. The house of the mother vampire is all in purple, in pink, with teeth, with
mm-hmm.
very thin, very weirdo things, you know. The first chapter with the four sisters vampire sisters is in a castle, you know, with a lot of candles. It's a very funny place, and it's not a realistic place.
Mm-hmm.
But a bar is like another bar again, really, bitch. I'm not interested in the real world. The real world is really boring.
Okay, I can agree. I can agree, and I think that's what.
For this reason, I make
yeah.
movies.
So yeah, you can thrive in the narrative, the fake concepts, the wild ideas.
It's so funny for me when Triana is talking with Malva, and Malva have a cross.
yeah.
But Triana and told like, I have AIDS. Malva,
mm-hmm.
what's happened? Malva, I have AIDS. yeah, that's okay. But she have a cross with blood
uh-huh.
in her face. Sorry.
Well, what was, you know, talking to you? You have incredible joy coming from your soul, from, you know, speaking about a project that's your baby. Can you narrow down two things you love the most? Is there, you know, the most proud thing that you weren't sure was going to work, but once you see it, you're like.
Really?
Yeah.
You say thank you when you say.
Well,
what
I mean,
you say thank you when you watch Silence.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Well, when I, as a creative, when I get something right, I go.
Ah.
Yes.
Ah.
And so I'm wondering, when you see it on the camera, or you sit in the editing bay, or you lay the music to it, when the two things you might be the most proud of, what are
you,
they to you?
When you make movies, when you write script, you are not happy.
Okay.
You are not never. You,
okay.
Never you are. And you are not happy because, you know, something. What's happened? For me, the most important thing. I know my movies is very weirdo. Is very. It's not very mainstream. I know, but. For me, the most important things when I make a movie to entertain to love for the audience. For me, the most important thing is the audience, and for me, it's very important to see the smiles or the cries in the people when I watch my movie.
Okay,
I'm not happy. Until this night when I see the people watching my movie. Do you understand me?
I do, yes, yeah. And I think that's...
And I think it's very important not to be happy with your creator. Not to be conformist, you know?
Okay.
Do you understand
well,
conformist?
It means you're allowing yourself to change your view to yeah. fit a peg, a circle, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's a really great way to put it, because, you know, once you give it to the world, it's not yours anymore, and you mm-hmm. have to sort of watch it through the lens of everybody else. So, yeah, I myself have trouble with it. I don't make movies, but when I write and work on a hotel room, or I, you know, write a post or something, if I see the reaction to it, it's, you know, people enjoy it. And then yeah, then I see that that's...
For me, it's the most important thing, because I love the... experimental movies, it's every movies, every art is okay. Every people, every artist have his things. But for me, the most important thing is the public, because if you don't work for the public, for the audience, you work for you. This is many ego. I don't have this ego, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you bring up ego again, because at a place like this, where everybody's welcome, there's
the
not...
directors are so boring. The directors and the artist is so boring. He's talking about always for himself.
Uh-huh.
This character for me is very important, because shut up, bitch. Shut up. You work for the audience. Period. Work for the audience. Mm. And if you can work for the audience and make movies that you love it, that sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing is audience for me.
I love it.
Audience, pink, and anxiety. Jesus.
And I want to show you how much I love this.
Do you want a condom? You need condoms?
Well, I don't think that's a problem for me. I had a vasectomy. I'm not going to have any more kids.
Silence condom for you.
Oh. With teeth that...
What is your favorite vampire sister?
The one who said, I'm a gloomy gloomy Gus.
Gloomy?
Yes.
Yeah, gloomy for you.
Perfect, yes.
She's very funny, right? This actress is incredible.
You know, I actually had to, in addition to taking screenshots, Vimeo allowed me to change the speed on it. And I put it to like 0.75 speed, because I couldn't, it was so fast.
Yeah, I speak very fast.
And so...
Because this is for the audience, because this conversation, how can I say conversation?
Conversation.
This conversation with mm-hmm. the four sisters is very, deep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about Darwin, or talk about... very existentialist things.
Mm-hmm.
And when I montando, editing the movie, I think, oh my god, this is so boring. This is so boring for the public. And I'm told with my editor is cut. Speak fast.
Uh-huh.
fast. And some people can follow this rim because
subtitles,
it's very, but it's most important to entertain the people, entertain the audience,
mm-hmm.
than the audience understand this shit.
I see what you're saying. We get the gist of it. Well, I want you to see this. This is top three must watch films this year at Fantastic.
Wow,
Fest.
And
you
this
are,
is your the
this
is
mine. Yes, you are
I
number
love
two.
You. What's your name?
My name is Mark.
Mark, do you want to marry with me?
I'd have to talk to my wife about that.
No, forget your wife. I'm better. Take a screenshot. Description and send me for AirDrop. You can? Can you send me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have Twitter or X.
Okay.
You have?
Yes.
And what do you think about X?
I think it's changed, and I'm not...
Changed for what direction? Which direction?
For the worst. It's always talking in a vacuum, where people never really connected with each other. Now it's just even more... You're kind of lost. You know, it's like trying to get dressed in the dark.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really know what you're doing, and interactions are fake.
For me, it's not okay, because I feel heart pain when I read Twitter. There are many bullies in Twitter,
which have increased. Yeah. Luckily, I've not come across that. But let's do AirDrop. Is that this one? Is that this logo?
Yeah. And now you hear everyone for 2 minutes. And now, this is the screenshot?
Yes.
Thank you so much. This is ego. This is absolutely ego. And now, thank you so much, Mark.
No
Mark?
Problem. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Well, gracias
so
para tiempo, señor Casanova.
Gracias a ti. Thank you, you too. Thank you,
and,
you too.
And I'll tell you my
favorite. I'm so happy and I'm so glad.
And I think, again, I credit the programmers here that have such a careful eye, both finding new pieces of entertainment, but also having a track record and a connection with filmmakers. So you're always going to have a quality. But when I come here, my intent is I don't watch the things that I know are going to be in a theater in 2 weeks or next month. I watch the things that I know I'm never going to see again. Whether it's content, genre, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw this, I was just like, there's got to be something to this. And thank God there was something
I'm so happy to be in Fantastic Field Festival, not only for my movie and not only for to be here. I'm happy because I'm agree with you in this festival. In this festival, Anik and the programmers work very hard to find different things,
mm-hmm.
and I think this is very important in this moment and in the cinema, because you don't think that all movies se parecen mucho. Todas las películas últimamente
and I think they're getting safer. You know, I think that they're afraid to piss people off or say something, and you have to go places. Like last night, I saw a movie called Crushed, which was about a
Crush.
Yes,
like Cronenberg movie.
No. Crushed,
like a new one or something.
Like Crushed.
Crushed. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I understand you. Crushed. This is one of my favorite movies.
No, it's a masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece, absolutely.
and so I wouldn't see that anywhere else. But there's, even though the topics are tough to watch and deal with, you end up seeing things from a different point of view. You understand that there's layers to characters, there's gray areas, and it's not so black or white. Not so
I understand you.
Yeah.
I understand you for sure.
But I would love to I'm happy to talk to you about it. I'm glad
Me
that
too.
You are able to have the joy in doing what you do and see the audience find joy. So Eduardo Casanova.
Thank you so much.
Mucho
Mark.
Gusto.
I love you, Mark.